You are listening to episode 56 of the Sunday Shakeout, featuring a guide on how to break through conventional training rules and train with intent. Hello and welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. I am your host, Nicholas. This episode features a talk on how to ditch the generalizations in training and how to fully dedicate yourself to training with intent. I'll be delving into the challenges of running and a huge wake-up call to all runners, how to avoid getting caught up in external opinions, online opinions, and how to find the balance between arrogance and lack of confidence. I'll also be talking about steady running, training at specific intensities, and prioritizing recovery to improve performance and break free from conventional rules. If you are new to the Sunday Shakeout, let me give you a quick rundown. This show is your go-to source for in-depth training analysis, valuable training tips, unbiased and reliable physiology and science, and so much more. Whether you are a beginner runner taking your first strides or an experienced runner aiming for new heights, the Sunday Shakeout provides you with the information you need to run faster, stay injury-free, and most importantly, stay happy on your running journey. So let's reset those shoes, hit the road, and dive into the world of breaking free of the mold. Without further ado, please enjoy my guide to how to train with intent. Before we get into the episode, I just want to give a shout out to one of my fans. I got some great fan mail a couple weeks ago from this guy. His name is Duarte. He lives in Portugal, and he is a big fan of the Sunday Shakeout. He was congratulating me on my one-year anniversary, so I just want to thank you so much, Duarte, for all the support. Hopefully I'm saying your name right, but I emailed you back, so hopefully you saw that by now. But I just want to thank you all so much for the support. Thank you, Duarte. That was a very long email, but it was very heartfelt. It made my day, so thank you all so much. But thank you, Duarte, so much. But also, yeah, thank you all so much for the support. You guys are the ones who keep the lights on week after week. You guys are the ones who motivate me to keep making these great episodes for you guys. So just thank you so much for all the support. I'm so happy that I'm able to reach listeners across the globe. Also, thank you to my very loyal fan, Renee. She lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and she is a master's marathoner and half marathoner. She has run countless marathons and half marathons, and she is a big friend of mine. She's been a huge supporter throughout this entire process, giving me feedback. I'm sure she's probably listening to this episode, but yeah, thank you, Renee. Thank you, Duarte. Thank you to everybody who helps support the Sunday Shakeout, and I can't wait to see what this podcast has in store next. Training and running are both hard. There is no easy way to put that. There are going to be days where you don't want to get out of bed. There are going to be days where you don't know what in the world you are doing. There are also going to be days where you doubt yourself. You start to ask yourself, why am I doing this to myself? What is the point of running? And then there are even going to be days where the people around you might even doubt you. Look, I have been on both sides of the coin. I've had times during 13-mile long runs where I felt like nothing could stop me. I've also had times where doing just a 10-mile week was exhausting. But whatever you do, don't quit. Start to block out those external opinions and refocus. If you ever commit to anything you do in life, give it everything you've got and never look back. There have been times when I despised my running shoes, but put on those running shoes anyway and just take that first step. You won't regret it. Don't worry if you fall down. Don't worry if you fail. Figure out who you really are and get back up again and keep coming back. Look guys, I just finished week 5 of my winter training, and I guess I started off on the wrong path a little bit for these first 5 weeks. I don't want to like over dramatize everything because I'm not a drama queen. Like, look, if you look at my Strava, you would see the mileage increasing and you would probably say everything is doing pretty good, right? And for the most part, everything is going pretty good, right? I'm hitting mileage levels that I haven't been able to hit, just 23 miles a week, but I have not able been able to hit like 23 miles for several months, so that is a win. But there are some ways that you could say I started to listen to too many of the scientists and too many of the physiologists online. One might even say I misinterpreted the information. I got too bogged down into high end of zone 1 training, low end of zone 2 training. See, if you go online, on YouTube, wherever you go, and you search up like how to run faster, a lot of the stuff that is going to come up is going to say, oh, run slow to run faster. And while they're not wrong, they are also not right. See, this whole idea of low heart rate training kind of torques me off a little bit. Now it does, at least. But me 5 weeks ago, you know, I read and I watched all of those videos, and so I said to myself that on my runs, the heart rate cannot go above 165. And for me, it was going great for the first like 2 to 3 weeks. I was able to bring down that low end zone 2 from about 940 pace to around 915 pace, which is a pretty good improvement. But when I started to get a little bit of feedback from my teammates, what is low end of zone 2? Why are you running so slow? And while I do say that you need to stop listening to external opinions, I think I went a little too far to the other side. So let's do a little bit of a time travel here. There was this guy, his name was Aristotle, he was a Greek philosopher, and he came up with all of these ideas on how to be virtuous, and it's all about moral excellence, alright? And so he came up with this idea of the golden mean, how in every behavior, there is a sweet spot between the two extremes of, like, any behavior, and that is the golden mean. The middle is the virtue. And one of these behaviors is the virtue of confidence. Look, guys, what I was talking about at the beginning, you know, I was talking about don't listen to external opinions, right? Start to block those out. When you are listening to external opinions, that represents insecurity. That represents, okay, I am listening way too much to this criticism and taking all of that stuff way too hardly. That is a lack of confidence. But then there is also the other side of the coin. That is not, you know, that's not lack of confidence. That is too much confidence. That is arrogance. And that was me. That's what I had. Even if I didn't realize it, I was thinking, oh, I cannot possibly be wrong because I know everything about running. I'm the most scientific. I do all of this research. And so when my teammates would ask about low end of zone 2, I would get defensive. I'd be like, well, low end of zone 2 is the best. What are you talking about? I took every little piece of advice as criticism. Not so much because I lacked confidence, but because I had too much of it. And so I continued doing my zone 2, my low end of zone 2, until the beginning of this past week. But then I realized, oh gosh, my teammates may actually be right. I realized that I was plateauing. What I was doing wasn't working. And so I dug into it a little more. I dug in not just online, but into the past training that I've done. And I realized that zone 2 really isn't all that great for me. And I guess I should probably kind of clarify about what I mean by zone 2. The way that I was training zone 2, I was training low end of zone 2, high end of zone 1. And when you train in that area, low end of zone 2, high end of zone 1, it's really good for building basic endurance. Building your durability, for sure. But it's not at all going to make you faster, because it isn't specific to any race, both pace-wise and biomechanically, meaning like how you move, your running form, all that. See, the fittest person isn't the one who wins the race, it's the person who is the best prepared for that race. And there is a difference. See, I got too bogged down into this online world, into these conventional rules. The generalization that 80-20, this low heart rate training, works for all. Run slow to run faster. But what I found, and what I truly believe from experience, is that every individual athlete is different. We must personalize our training based on what our body responds to. Stop listening to what your Garmin has to say, what letsrun.com has to say. Don't let those 80-20 people or those preset rules get in the way of your progress. And so what I decided to do this past week was really try to take a page from my notebook. Really start to go back to this idea of personalizing your own training to do what works for you. I decided to push the limits a little bit. I trained with intent. I stopped doing as much low-end zone 2 training, and I started to do a lot more steady running. See, steady running is seen as a gray zone by a lot of people. And, you know, I once saw it as a gray zone just a couple weeks ago. But I think that it's really important, and I realize that I used to use it a lot. I realize that I used to use steady running a lot, even if I didn't even realize it. And so steady running is the intensity between easy recovery pace and marathon effort. Think of it like higher end of zone 2. You are maximizing your ability to burn fat as fuel, but you haven't quite hit any of the thresholdy type paces. And so on Wednesday, I did 3x K at threshold, high end of threshold, and I was tired. You know, that was my first workout back because I had been doing all this low end of zone 2 stuff. And so my body, while the heart and lungs may have been getting a little bit better, my body and my overall fitness was not getting any better. My hamstrings were exhausted, but overall, after that day, I felt like I actually did something instead of jogging for once. And so instead of going back to zone 2 the next day, I decided to warm up with 1 mile of zone 2, but then I did 2 miles at steady. I did zone 2 the next day after that to recover, but then just yesterday, I did a steady long run over rough terrain, training with actual intent, and that is where I was at. I trained with intent, I built the fitness, I challenged the psychology with the rough terrain, but I moved the physiology forward instead of simply jogging. Look, steady running is not a walk in the park. It's not easy, especially at first. And so one of the biggest things to take away from this video is recovery. Look, I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't be doing some easy training. If you're tired, I mean, like twice per week, you should probably be doing at least 2 recovery runs. That is really key. But what I am saying is that you shouldn't be jogging all the time. And so jogging is not going to move the fitness forward, but steady running will. And so you shouldn't be running steady running like a workout, but you should be training with some sort of intent. But always prioritize recovery. Recovery is the cornerstone of training. If you can't train hard yet recover harder, you will not become a good runner. You will always be bogged down in injuries. So add some steady stuff into your training, but do it slowly and have total dedication over the other parts of your training. Get out a whiteboard and say, okay, here are the things I'm doing for recovery. How can I recover better so that I can add more steady and more specific intensities to my training? Specific intensities, also very important. Now, what I mean by specific intensities is intensities that are above steady pace, above this, you know, high end of zone 2, above this steady pace. You know, that means like threshold, hills, VO2, all that stuff. And if you could do threshold and VO2 and all those specific intensities every single day, well, there is no question. You would become an animal. You would become a beast. But most of us can't. Just because we can't do all of our miles at threshold and VO2, it doesn't mean that we have to follow 80-20. So start to have a look at your training. You know, maybe you're doing, you know, 20% of your training at specific intensities. Start to change that to maybe 25, 30. Who knows, maybe you could get it down to 60-30 or 60-40. But again, add this stuff in slowly. Prioritize recovery. If you add in more miles at threshold, VO2, hills, whatever it is, you know, you need to start, you know, adding in some recovery stuff. Adding in some foam rolling, some stretching, some yoga, some all the stuff that you know that you should be doing, but you don't. Maybe because your lack of discipline or whatever it is, but you don't look at running as just something that you do 1 hour per day. I'm not saying that you need to be running 24 hours per day, because you shouldn't, but you have to look at the other 23 hours in the day. Focus on the other 23 hours of the day, dialing in all of those things that I just mentioned, sleep, recovery, foam rolling, nutrition, all of that stuff. And I'm telling you, if you can safely add in some steady running, some more thresholds, some hills, some VO2, you will get faster as long as you don't get injured and as long as you prioritize the recovery stuff. And so look, don't blame steady running or specific intensities for why you got injured. If you've been like a sheep following the status quo and following this run slow to run faster thing, you can't just expect to break free from this mold in a week, a month, 6 months, or even maybe a year. This takes time. You have to build in this stuff slowly. You have to be patient. But if you want to maximize the time in which you can spend in these intensities, in which you can change from this 80-20 model, you have to dedicate your time to this recovery stuff. But look, the big message today is to really break free of these rules that you read online about 80-20 or run slow to run faster. Really tell those rules to go away. Be humble. You know, don't listen to like too much about online. You know, I'm not saying don't follow science, but really think for yourself and listen to the advice of the experienced athletes, the experienced runners who are really putting this stuff into practice. Break that mold like I did. Start to add in some more training at steady, some threshold training at specific intensities that is actually going to move the physiology forward and get you out of this rut. But at the same time, please just remember to prioritize recovery. And just remember, to achieve something that you have never achieved before, you may have to work harder than you ever have before. So dial in those other 23 hours of the day for recovery, train with intent, pour your heart and soul into training. Really say, okay, instead of running on my flat sidewalk today doing some zone 2, I'm gonna go out to a technical trail and really start to do some steady running, some hills, some VO2, start to add in this stuff. But of course, be patient, don't expect the fitness to come instantaneously, but really start to put in the work and really start to think for yourself. That is where the process is, and that is where the progress is gonna come. Thank you for listening to episode 56 of the Sunday Shakeout. I hope this episode was informative for you guys. You know, I think that runners, we like to learn a lot about training and we like to get better. And so oftentimes we look for all that information online. We look all of this stuff about how can I get faster as a runner? How can I, you know, run better? How can I get faster in the 5K, the 10K, half marathon, marathon, whatever it is. But oftentimes, we take this information too hardly. Like, we put it to the test, it doesn't really work, but we keep on lying to ourselves saying it's going to work. Or, you know, maybe it does work, but there's something better that could work. So, really just try to get back to, if you haven't done it before, really start to figure out, like, what you need to be doing to train with intent. Start to block out those conventional half-truths. Maybe they are true for some people, but look, every runner is different, and so generalizations are generalizations, but you need to figure out, you know, how can I train with intent? How can I maximize the specific intensities that I can do so that I can move my physiology forward more than just easy jogging? Because easy jogging will not get the job done on race day. They talk about how Eliud Kipchoge does 80-20, but he really doesn't. Because if you look at his training, go look this up right now. You should. Berlin Marathon Build Up, Eliud Kipchoge Marathon Build. If you look up his training, a lot of his stuff is going to say easy moderate, meaning he wasn't just jogging. He was training with intent. So I hope that's the biggest takeaway for you guys today. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout. If you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please consider following or subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I would also greatly appreciate a review in Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. If you have any questions regarding anything running, please feel free to reach out to me at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Hope you all really enjoy your day. Hope you all really enjoy your weekend, and peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.